Although we are all hearing a lot about genetic influences on us, it's the social forces, especially families and communities, that often have far greater impact. Research tells us that a 60-year-old grandparent's health and well-being is heavily influenced by her current family and social contacts, and that a 60-day-old child's well-being is profoundly affected by the tone of words she hears during waking and even sleeping hours. Relatedly, September is Grandparents Month. For those of us blessed to be grandparents, we know that this is often a joy for us and our grands. Baltimore is fortunate to have many grandparents. Grandparents often say that a bonus of grandparenting is the ability to return children to their parents when you're ready to do so. Yet many grandparents lack that advantage. Indeed, Baltimore City has census tracts in the top 5% in the country for the number of grandparents who have primary responsibility for raising grandchildren. Grandparent caregivers face a three-part struggle. Many of their grands have significant behavior problems from harsh parenting and toxic social conditions. In the diagnostic language of grandparents, these children are quite a handful. Second, parenting methods that they have previously used may no longer be acceptable, and they may feel unprepared to help children with today's challenges. Third, they assume a parenting role that has significant personal and economic demands, often compounded by role confusion and conflict. In response, our School of Social Work developed a signature program called Grandparent Family Connections to assist grandparents who are struggling to fulfill this role and to ensure that they succeed in very challenging ways that all parents seek. For example, to parent responsibly and safely, to support school achievement, and to bridge the digital divide. They need no help with the most important part, loving their grandchildren perfectly. Our research shows that with effective and lasting services, we can reduce the behavior problems of children, help them to achieve more from school, and lift the burden on grandparents. We hope to continue to work with all interested partners to ensure that grandparents and children, as well as society at large, get maximum benefit from this extraordinary relationship. We welcome all partners to make sure that Grandparent Month is cause for celebration for all grandparents. I'm Rick Barth, proud Dean of the University of Maryland School of Social Work, for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.